Good day. This is the Farm Market News broadcast number 86 for Friday, September 30th. I'm Dave Sims. The ICE Futures Canada canola market finished lower in speculative selling Friday as traders adjusted positions before the weekend. Canola finished anywhere from 40 cents to $2 below unchanged, with the November contract checking in at $463.80 a ton. That's down $1.30, while the January contract came in at $471 a ton. That's down $1.70. Strength in the Canadian dollar put pressure on canola exports. The harvest continues to chug along in Western Canada, and that was dragging on prices. The massive soybean crop in South America was another bearish factor, along with general uncertainty over how much canola China will actually buy this year. However, the big news of the day was the USDA stocks grain report that came out in the morning. It estimated soybean inventories in the U.S. at a level that was below what most analysts had been expecting. The U.S. soy complex and vegetable oil markets were both higher, and that was supportive. Crushing activity in Western Canada is strong, and wet weather has delayed the harvest in certain areas. Milling wheat, barley, and durum were untraded and unchanged. In the U.S., soybeans were 2 to 3 cents stronger. The November contract was at $9.53 a bushel. The USDA pegged soybean inventories in the U.S. at 197 million bushels. That was about 5 million bushels below what most analysts had been expecting. Many agriculture companies in the U.S. are expecting it will cost less to ship all of their exports this year due to high yields and low fuel prices. China sold 82,000 tons of soybeans from its state reserve. Strength in Malaysian palm oil was also helping out soy oil. Corn was 6 to 7 cents higher, with the December contract coming in at $3.36 a bushel. The amount of corn in storage in the U.S. was pegged at 1.74 billion bushels. That sounds like a lot, and it is, but it was still below what the market had been expecting. Weekly export sales were lower on the week, but there is still interest out there. China is planning to get rid of more corn from its huge stockpile. The country has appointed two companies to start selling it to other countries. More sideways trading on the charts is expected. And wheat was 2 to 3 cents higher, with the most active December contract coming in at $4.02 a bushel. The record harvest continues to weigh on the market, but futures have been holding their own due to reasonable demand. The weekly export sales were about what analysts had been expecting. The USDA pegged stockpiles of U.S. wheat at 2.5 billion bushels, and that was within the range analysts had been expecting. So that's a look at the ICE Futures Canada and Chicago markets for Friday, September 30th. In Winnipeg, for Farm Market News, I'm Dave Sims.